Breitbart Business Digest, The Vietnam Peace, Metternich, and Trump's Trade Strategy. By John Carney on July 2, 2025. Trade war? No, Trump's tariffs just ended one. The critics said tariffs would start a trade war. Instead, Donald Trump may have just ended one. On Monday, the White House announced a trade agreement with Vietnam, a 20% tariff on goods imported to the United States. And in return, Vietnam will eliminate all tariffs on U.S. exports. A threatened 46% tariff set to take effect July 9 has been shelved. There was no retaliation. No collapse in talks. No spiral. What happened was something very different, a negotiated settlement. One that suggests Trump's trade policy, long dismissed as erratic and dangerous, is in fact grounded in a tradition older and more serious than his critics ever imagined. Back in April, in these pages, we explained the real economic logic behind Trump's strategy, one that most of the commentariat either ignored or never learned. In The Forgotten Economic Theory Behind Trump's Tariffs and its sequel, The Forgotten Economics Behind Trump's Tariffs, Part 2, we made the case that Trump was not launching a reckless trade war. He was applying textbook economic theory, specifically, optimal tariff theory, to a broken global system. That theory holds that a large economy like the United States, by imposing tariffs, can shift some of the burden onto foreign exporters and improve its own terms of trade. And when wielded strategically, tariffs can do something more. They can force open foreign markets long closed to American goods. That's exactly what happened this week. The Metternich Method, How Trump's Tariffs Deliver Trade Peace. Vietnam's exports were set to face a 46% tariff under Trump's Liberation Day schedule. The July 9th deadline loomed. And faced with real costs, Vietnam blinked. The deal they accepted, 20% tariffs on their exports, zero tariffs on ours, is not a climb down by the United States. It's a vindication of the model of using the threat of high tariffs to win concessions from our trading partners. Trump's critics predicted a decline of global trade, retaliation, and a trade war. Instead, we are seeing a carefully constructed rebalancing. It recalls a much older model of diplomacy, one that Peter Virik, the conservative historian and theorist, sought to reintroduce in his 1949 book Conservatism Revisited. In it, Virik called for the revival of Prince Clemens von Metternich, the Austrian statesman who engineered the post-Napoleonic settlement at the Congress of Vienna. Metternich did not embrace revolution. He used power to restore order. He brought peace not by yielding and not by force but by recalibrating the European balance, by establishing that rule of law should govern in the affairs between nations. Donald Trump, in the realm of global trade, is performing the same function. For decades, American trade policy was guided by a delusion. Opening the U.S. markets to more foreign products would bring peace, prosperity, and global harmony. Open our markets, and others would follow. That theory never matched reality. Instead, we opened while others closed. China deployed a predatory mercantilist strategy on a scale never before imagined. Our so-called trade partners erected non-tariff barriers. Europe protected its agriculture and its manufacturers. Countries like Vietnam engaged in trade washing, running surpluses against the U.S. while running deficits with China, essentially recycling the purchasing power of the U.S. into an economic boon for China. Washington think tanks and Capitol Hill committees issued reports. Nothing was changing until Trump changed it. He began the year by talking about a ring around the collar tariff, a universal declaration that trade would no longer be free without reciprocity. Then came the country-specific escalations of Liberation Day. Unlike the economists who treated U.S. power as something to apologize for, Trump used it. And in the case of Vietnam, it worked. Critics scoffed at the idea that tariffs could lead to anything but retaliation. But the retaliation never came. Vietnam negotiated instead. Even some of Trump's harshest skeptics are beginning to admit that the strategy may have merit. On Wall Street, the realization that Trump has been underestimated is beginning to set in. As Apollo's Torsten Slok put it, Trump may have outsmarted all of us. The irony, of course, is that Trump didn't do anything new. He simply reached into the toolkit of classical statecraft and applied it to the economic front. What the critics derided as protectionism for years turns out, in practice, to be the foreign policy of Metternichian diplomacy and realism applied to trade. What we dismissed as chaos looks more and more like strategy. Vietnam is the model, watch the trade dominoes fall. This agreement with Vietnam should be looked at as a precedent for the deals to come. It demonstrates that the United States can still use its economic weight to reshape trade terms in its favor. It proves that tariffs can unlock concessions that our elite's acceptance of foreign mercantilism has failed to produce. In Conservatism Revisited, Viereck wrote that Metternich offered the dignity of endurance. Trump, through these deals, is offering something similar to the American worker and industrial base. The restoration of long-denied balance, the dignity of being treated fairly, and the end of the assumption that American market access is free and unconditional. Some kind of right of foreigners to the purchasing power of our citizens. We said this would happen. We said it in April, when the entire commentariat was still pretending the tariff era was a blunder waiting to be reversed. The critics said Trump's tariffs would ignite a trade war. Instead, we are seeing the end of the quiet trade war waged against the American people for decades. And the settlement has been achieved by the most unheralded statesman of our time. Donald Trump, the Metternich of trade.